Michael Murphy, I suppose you're here at the Abbey Hotel tonight, Senior Footballer of the Year. I'm sure that caps a fine 2019 for you.
Ah, come here. Listen, it was a decent year. Any year you won Ulster, so something we always hold very high in our own regard. And it was brilliant to be able to do again this year. We wanted to go on better, I suppose, and trying to get qualified from the Super 8s, and that didn't happen. So as I say, a bit of a tinge of disappointment there. But all in all, I think we're looking into next year already, which we've been kind of doing for the last number of months. You know, I think we're in decent stead. We have 2 years under our belt with winning Ulster Championships, and I think we have 2 years maturity done in the whole squad, and I think I look forward to next year with the whole squad, you know.
I'm sure it must be nice to be selected as the best player for Donegal. When you consider that there were 6 nominations for All-Stars, even, you know, it was a real top quality, a lot of good performers, particularly younger lads as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. As I kind of use that word in terms of maturity, there was a hell of a lot of maturity in the whole group. You know, when you look at Sean Patton and Steve McMenamin and Jimmy Brennan and, you know, Ryan and Jimmy, you know, you look at the whole lot of them, the way they matured there, and we were up on the whole night. It was brilliant to be along with the table, along with them, and to see the way they've matured since they came in as younger lads. And it wasn't easy for them to come in as younger lads too, and those periods of huge transition for the county in terms of, you know, 2015, 16, 17. But, you know, they batted them out, in fairness to them, and now I think they're reaping the rewards, and I hope, I suppose, that some of the lads that are there too will reap the rewards of the hard work that they're putting in at the moment too, you know.
Yeah, it's nice to have nights like this to kind of unwind and reflect on a good year with your teammates.
Yeah, without a doubt, and I think, I suppose, a big one for us tonight, I suppose, was you know, coming down not only to get our medals, which is brilliant, but to see David and Frank, you know, I suppose, to send them off. They've been two huge parts of it, and you know, David, since he's been there along with us, has been massive. And when I first came into the panel, he was never present. And Frank is somebody I've grown very, very close to. And you know, it's tough to see them go, but at the same time, you know, to be there and to be able to see him go, I suppose, is a nice one. I've no doubt. Hopefully, we manage to get him back in the future as regards in some management or coaching capacity, you know.
And just finally, I suppose you're allowed back into collective training again now next month, and you'll all be looking forward to a big 2020.
Without a doubt, I say this, I think, summer more than any other summer, the whole lot of us have really kept in touch, and we've kind of kept going at things, and we've kept looking after ourselves, and we've kept meeting, you know, collectively together as we small groups, and trying to keep ourselves going in terms of the gym, since the squad is so young, and trying to develop in that regard. So I think this year we've met each other on numerous occasions in that regard, so hopefully that'll stand us in good stead at the early part of the season, because we're obviously in Division 1, and Division 1 is going to take a, you know, really hitting the ground running earlier on. And as I say, we look forward to that, and hopefully, as I say, time will tell, but hopefully it'll stand us in good stead, you know.